So I had a couple of questions about Uber, and one of them was more like, is Uber just going to become so regulated and government is going to take them over? What do I think of that? And the second one was, is Uber itself becoming corrupted because of government intervention? I think a little bit of both is happening. I still think Uber overall is more positive than negative, but there's no question that Uber is being corrupted by politics, by its need to deal in politics, by its need to cut deals with politicians. There's no question that government is doing all that it can to try to control Uber, and that is where the real damage to Uber itself is happening. I think that is going to erode the spirit of Uber, the spirit of breaking up the regulatory monopoly that the government has, of challenging the status quo, of really being a disruptor. I think all of that is going to be challenged, and the ability of Uber to achieve all that is going to be curtailed by ever-growing regulation and ever-growing, I think it just chips away at you from a spirit perspective, from an ideological perspective, when you have to deal with government regulators constantly. And I wouldn't be surprised if Uber made real business errors and became more enmeshed with government than it would have, historically. But because it has to live and exist in this regulated environment in which it has to lobby which it has to constantly butt its head against government officials and government policies, I wouldn't be surprised if that eroded its creativity, its inspiration, and its spirit. I hope not. I'm a huge fan of Uber. I'm a huge fan of any of these disruptive technologies that are disrupting regulated industries. But I, at the end of the day, the other side have guns. And I think when you're up against somebody with a gun, it's very, very difficult to stick to your principles. And and Uber at the end of the day has to make money. That's its principle. It's not there to change the world. It's not there to bring about some kind of free market in taxi cabs. Its purpose is to make its investors money. And investors have given Uber a lot of money at a very, very high valuation. They better make a lot of revenues, ultimately a lot of profits, go public at a huge valuation so that its investors make a profit. And that's what they're focused on. And that might entail cutting deals with government that many of us who believe in free markets will look at and say, Uber sold out. But on the other hand, who are we? They're actually out there making money. They're actually out there producing a product. They're actually out there dealing with the world, creating new technologies, disrupting whatever they're disrupting. We're just academics preaching the free markets. They're the ones who are actually acting. So I wouldn't jump to judge Uber if here and there they compromise, because again, they have no choice. They're facing a gun. They're not facing reason. They're not facing competition. They're facing coercion and force.